Let's open our Bibles to Hebrews chapter 11, please. We're going to speak for just a few minutes from this chapter. As has been stated, we are grateful for all who are present. Those who are visiting, we're so happy that you're here. Those of us who worship here regularly, it's wonderful to be able to come together and worship. I will just say this briefly. For those of you who sent cards, who called, the prayers that were offered on my behalf over the past week and a half, I certainly appreciate that. Feeling much better, still trying to regain strength, but I believe I can make it through the sermons. Someone suggested a few short sermons ought to do me good here after a few weeks, and maybe you good too, so I won't be speaking too terribly long, but we do appreciate your being here this morning. As has been noted twice already this morning, we'll have our singing this Friday night, and then begin a series of meetings Sunday with Tim Stevens. And on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday morning, our younger children will be studying from the book of Hebrews. We'll be looking at Hebrews 11, verse 7, Monday morning, by faith Noah, and then Tuesday morning, by faith Abraham, and then Wednesday morning by faith Moses. So I wanted to take just a few minutes this morning and talk about the subject of faith and see a few things that the Bible has to say. This may be kind of an abbreviated sermon, so we won't be here for an extremely long time. Let me just begin by defining the word faith. We'll go back in a minute and read verse 1 of Hebrews chapter 11. But Strong's, in his exhaustive concordance, he defines faith this way. He says persuasion, credence, conviction of religious truth, of the truthfulness of God or a religious teacher. He goes on and he says especially reliance upon Christ for salvation, constancy, consistency in such profession. I also found a definition that I like very well that just simply define faith this way, complete trust or confidence in someone or something. And then some of the synonyms that were used were the words trust, belief, confidence, conviction. Now, as we look at chapter 11, verse 1 again of Hebrews, the Hebrew writer just says this. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So faith is based on evidence, but it's based on evidence of things that are not seen. We believe in God. There's evidence for God. We see evidence for God all around. But I have never seen God with my eyes. I see the power of God in His creation. I see the power of God in His creation working precisely and exactly and in very minute details. That is God at work. And we see that. And so faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. When I think about the substance of things hoped for, we as Christians, we live our lives with the hope of one day being in heaven with God. That is our hope. We live our lives in hope of God fulfilling the promises that He has promised to fulfill. We trust Him. We believe Him. And thus we live our lives by faith, knowing that one day that faith will become reality. Once faith becomes reality, there's no need to hope any longer. And so as we think about the idea of faith, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. In verse 2, the writer goes on and he says, "For by it, that is by faith, the elders obtained a good testimony." If we want to obtain a good testimony, then the only way it will be obtained will be by faith. And I love verse 3. where the writer says, by faith we understand. I'm going to stop right there. I'm going to read the rest here in just a minute. You see, I understand things that others who do not have faith in God, they are bewildered concerning. People spend all of their lives trying to determine how man got here on this earth, how this world came into existence. And if you listen to anything on TV, you'll hear things like millions and billions of years ago through evolution. That's the big E, evolution. The world has developed. And men scratch their heads and they wonder and they study and they try to determine within their own knowledge about this world and man and how he originated. And you see, I understand that. By faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. Somebody says, well, what was here before God created the world? Nothing. And you mean to tell me that you believe He spoke the world into existence? That is exactly what He did. And when I understand who God is, and I understand the power of God, then it is no problem understanding by faith that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. That is the power of God's Word. And we have within our hands the contents of some of the spoken words of God. And it is powerful. The writer continues, and I want to skip down to verse 6. He talks about by faith Abel in verse 4, by faith Enoch in verse 5. But when you get to verse 6, he makes this statement, a statement that we're very, very aware of. But you want to know the importance of faith? Verse 6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Without faith, we cannot please God. Because what it takes to please God is the fact that we must believe that God is. And not only must we believe that, but we must believe that He rewards those who diligently seek Him. Why would a person want to serve God if he didn't believe in God? Now that's where we are. So much in society today, even in our civilized society. People don't believe in God. And when people don't believe in God, then they have no reason to consider God, to consider what He says, to understand that what He says is for our good, it's what's best for us. And so man lives however he wants to. And the Hebrew writer just simply points out that without faith, we're not going to be able to please God. So faith is it's absolutely essential if we're going to please God. Now I want to drop down to verses 13 through 16. He goes on and he talks about in verse 7, by faith Noah, verse 8, by faith Abraham, what he did, by verse 11, by faith Sarah. But verse 13, he says, these all died in faith. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, these, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For those who say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had called to mind that country from which they came out, they would have had opportunity to return. But now they desire a better, that is, a heavenly country. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He has prepared for them, He has prepared a city for them. Now let's go back to verse 13. When you consider faith, and he says there in verse 13 that these all died in faith. Notice what it says. They had not received the promises. In other words, the promises that God had made were not completely fulfilled when they died. But notice what their faith allowed them to do. Having not received the promises, but having seen them afar off. You see, with the eye of faith, we see things that we cannot see. Not see with the physical eye, but we can see with the eye of faith. And here, these people of faith died, not receiving the promises, but they saw them afar off. And notice some of the words that are used. They were assured of them. It wasn't as if they were thinking, well, maybe or perhaps this. No, they were assured of them. It says they embraced them. It was as if the promises had come true. They were confident that what they had been promised was going to be fulfilled. And they confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. And it goes on and it describes here were people living in a way and they were seeking a different country. A better country. A heavenly country. That's what allows us to live by faith and please God. We're not about the here and now. We understand we're pilgrims, we're sojourners, we're just passing through. This is temporary. And what we are desiring and what we are looking for and what we believe in and we are embracing as we live is the hope of being in heaven one day and all of the problems that come with this life will be gone. And I can't think of anything that is more thrilling than to consider that. Let me just read verse 7. Notice what Noah did by faith. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not yet seen, moved with fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. Noah believed what God said. First of all, he was a believer. He believed what God said and he did what God said. Take some time, some point, and go back and read Genesis 6 through 10. See what Noah did. See the conditions of the world in which Noah lived. And he exhibited faith by doing exactly what God told him to do. Drop down to verse 17. Abraham, by faith Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac. And he who had received the promises offered up his only begotten son of whom it is said, in Isaac your seed shall be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from which he also received him in a figurative sense. Back to verse 8. By faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out into the place which he would afterward receive an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going. Abraham is called to leave his country. And he does. And he goes. He didn't even know where he was going. He was going where God directed him. And he did that by faith. By faith, verse 9 says, he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he waited for the city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Look at verse 23. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden 3 months by his parents because they saw he was a beautiful child and they were not afraid of the king's command. Moses, when he was born, even before he knew what was going on, by faith, his mother acted. And his life, through the help of God, was preserved. Verse 24, by faith, Moses, when he had come of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he looked to the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. By faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he who destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, whereas the Egyptians attempting to do so were drowned. What you see in these people of faith is they were looking beyond this life. They were looking for heaven. And they served God, realizing that whatever God said, we will do because we trust Him. Because we believe Him. And we know ultimately there is a better place. And that is the place for which we are reaching. I want to go through this, and I'm not going to read the passages. I'll be glad to give these to anybody, but I did a quick study of the things the Bible says are by faith. By faith, our hearts are purified. Acts 15:9 and 1 Peter 1:22 and 23. We're sanctified, purified, made pure, sanctified, set apart. We're sanctified by faith. Acts chapter 26, verse 18. We can read other passages as well. The Bible says we're justified by faith. And so by faith we're purified. By faith we're sanctified. By faith we're justified. The Bible says that, let me get through this, we have access by faith into grace. How many of us need grace? We all do. Do you know how we access grace? It's by faith we have access into grace. We stand by faith. That's what gives us our conviction, the ability, the willingness to stand. We walk by faith. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. A person whose thinking is, unless I understand it, I can't do it, can never serve God. Can never please God. We don't see the end results before we determine to serve God. We walk by faith. The substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. Because we trust. We believe in God. We have the hope of righteousness which is by faith. And those are just a few of the things that the Bible talks about. Christ dwells in our hearts by faith. We read this morning from Romans chapter 10, verse 17. That faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. By faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. The Hebrew writer, and I want to look at Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38. Just prior to talking about these great people of faith in chapter 11. He says, verse 38, now the just shall live by faith, but if he draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him. Those who are just, those who are made just, those who are justified, will live by faith. We could go on and on and on and on. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4 talks about the victory that overcomes the world, our faith. Matthew chapter 25, the parable of the talents, and the five-talent man and the two-talent man, they stand before their master who is God Himself. And what He says to them is, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." That's what we're seeking for. We're seeking to be faithful before God. And as we study about faith, and as we look at men and women of faith, here is a picture painted for us to know what's involved in that. Let's be people of faith, who walk by faith, who trust God, who believe God. And whether we understand it or not, whether we understand why, that's irrelevant. What's relevant is that we are obedient to what God's Word teaches. May God help us to be people of faith who walk by faith and not by sight. We're going to sing the song that has been announced. It'll be on the screen before us. I think we are people of faith. And I readily confess that I need my faith to become stronger, to grow more. And I think that is the natural process of serving God faithfully. Our faith does become stronger as we study His Word, as we meditate on His Word, as we think about what He tells us to do. And we read of others who have been obedient to Him. And we see their end. And we need to remind ourselves that we're temporary. We're pilgrims. We're passing through. And there's a better place that God has prepared for those who are faithful. And let's be those people who serve God faithfully. It may be that there's someone this morning who needs to confess their faith in Jesus Christ as the Son of God. Be buried in the waters of baptism for the remission of your sins. God told His disciples to go and to preach to all nations. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. And you start reading through the book of Acts and you see that's exactly what they did. And when you come to Acts chapter 2 on the day of Pentecost, and here were people who had been convicted that they had crucified the Son of God. They had killed the Messiah. The Bible says they were pricked in their hearts and they wanted to know, what must we do? And Peter said to these believers, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Have you done that? If you understand what God's Word teaches and you've not done that, exhibit faith in your life by being obedient to those commands. And then those of us who are children of God, we continue to exhibit faith in our life by being obedient to whatever God's will is. There may be something we learned that we didn't know. We begin obey. We may be doing something we didn't realize was wrong. We repent of that and we stop. And we obey God's will. Righteousness comes through obeying the Word of God. And we want to be right before God. Stand and sing for our encouragement.